The drop in the Columbia River has produced a moonscape of vast sandy islands and miles of mudflats. It's all clearly visible from Eugene and Karen Penix's second-story deck. All that sand has been blowing into their yard.
Excuse me, I guess I got dust in my throat.
He says he and his neighbors have been fighting back that silt with troops of leaf blowers. For the long weekend, the Penix family has stocked up on
a lot of chips, a lot of burgers, a lot of hot dogs, you know, that kind of thing.
They've also stocked up on patience and
Americans, they just won't give up. So people are buying these kind of almost portable swimming pools that are made out of vinyl and so on and so forth. So that's kind of a new thing.
Plus, Penix says wineries, the Gorge concerts, and the Eastern Washington Sun are all good distractions. I'm Anna King in Richland.